What you must do to start a business and work for yourself. There are several factors to take into account when you're thinking of going into business for yourself or being self-employed. Although not a complete list, it does cover some of the key topics you need to consider. Set up a budget. You must first, and perhaps most crucially, create a budget. You must consider all of the expenses necessary to launch and run your firm. These could consist of renting office space or a storefront, and the accompanying expenditures, such as electricity and an internet connection. Purchasing or hiring a car, and the cost of gasoline and maintenance tools, computers, and phones. As well as building up and hosting a website staff who work with marketing and advertising products. Of course, you might not require each of these. Many successful enterprises don't require physical locations. Most of the necessary equipment may already be in your possession. Before the company is more established, staff may not be required. You must also consider your expenses, such as rent, a mortgage, electricity charges, childcare, and food. The next step is to determine how much of your own money you can comfortably invest. You can use this to determine whether you need to look for an investment or a company loan. Business strategy. The creation of a company plan is typically done for two reasons. For commercial purposes, including establishing goals, generating ideas, and making short and medium-term plans. To present to individuals who are not part of your company, most often banks or possible investors if you're trying to raise money. Whatever audience you're presenting it to, it's crucial to be truthful and realistic about your expenses and earning possibilities. If it will be seen by individuals outside of your company, then be certain that it appears polished. It's well organized. It has all the data that one would anticipate seeing. Tax payment planning. Your budget for your self-assessment tax bill. If you're considering starting your own business, you'll also need to sign up for self-assessment so that you can handle your tax obligations. Your self-employment income is subject to back taxes and national insurance. This indicates that you have until January 2023 to pay any taxes you owe on money generated during the 2021-22 tax year. As a result, you will need to make plans for how you will pay what could be a sizable debt. The good news is that you'll be able to estimate your tax liability for the end of the preceding tax year. You now have 9 months to get ready. Lastly, it's crucial to make sure you have insurance if you own your own business. Kelker's Corporation Wilhelm Lillyhook. A business insurance policy, such as public liability and equipment insurance, is required. But there are numerous things to choose from. You might also want to think about getting personal insurance coverage since you no longer have an employer to rely on for health insurance or sick leave.